story of the three kings has always captivated many people throughout the centuries, and especially artists, as they will draw and paint many different depictions of this scene. For myself, I've always been captured by this because of the three gifts. You know, the gift of gold for someone who is a king, the gift of frankincense, the understanding that incense and the smoke rising up is one of our prayers, rising up before God as a symbol that Jesus is God. And then the myrrh, the ointment for one who has died, showing forth the sacrifice Jesus will make in the death of his humanity. Now, the thing is, though, is that as a child, I was always so captivated in these gifts that I missed the real meaning of the story. You see, what is happening in this story is really an encounter with God through the evangelization that the star brings about, their response to that encounter through their discipleship that leads ultimately then to their grateful response of their stewardship. You see, what is going on here is the spiritual journey. And it is God who first initiates this journey. He is the one who makes contact through the means of a star. Now, you see, God is always wanting to interact with us. God is always wanting to encounter our hearts so that we may come to know His great love for you and me. And He can do it in such profound ways and such simple ways. You know, you think of the different miracles Jesus works in the Gospels, showing forth His majesty, but also His profound encounters. But there's also those of just simplicity, such as the woman at the well, when He simply just asks for a drink of water. Or Zacchaeus, when He tells him, "Come down from that tree, I want to have a meal with you." Or tonight, the very star. You see, this star was meant to enliven their hearts. Because these three wise men noticed that this star is different. They have been preparing for something like this. And now, because they are aware and alert that this star is not any ordinary star, but it is a star shining forth that a great king has come to earth, they encounter it. They see its majesty. And they seek to follow it. You see, this is the encounter of Jesus in the hearts of these three men. And as Jesus encounters them, they are aware of it and they are receiving it. I wonder how many others, though, were there gazing at the stars and didn't pay any attention to it. They didn't want to even recognize that God was there trying to touch their hearts, because that's what God is trying to do every single day. Touch our hearts, to have us encounter Him, so that we may know the depth of His love. But yet, whenever there's this encounter, there's also the enemy, the devil, trying to make us unaware, distracting us, putting us in other places, busying us so that we don't notice Jesus interacting with our hearts, wanting to evangelize us. But the three men here, these wise men, they recognize it. And how do they respond? They follow the star. They move into discipleship. They begin to walk and to seek out the one who is touching their hearts, the one who is encountering them. They make this journey. They go through all these perils, knowing that they're going to have to face opposition. Just like there was the opposition in their encounter, so too then there's this opposition that they face with Herod. And the opposition grows even greater, because the first one was trying to make them unaware, busying them. Now, The opposition seeks to destroy what they have encountered. Herod's only intention is to destroy the baby Jesus, to destroy the divine life that was touching the hearts of these three wise men. That's what Satan tries to do. When we encounter Jesus, when we receive that loving touch of Christ, when we allow him to begin to evangelize us, the enemy comes and tries to steal that away through discouragement, through sin, or any other way he can to try to block us, to put that obstacle from us following Jesus fully and entirely. As Herod was trying to do for these three wise men. But the thing is they continued to stay in relationship with Jesus. They continued to encounter the Lord. For it says that they were overjoyed at seeing the star as it came to rest above that stable, signaling where Christ was at. And they entered into that house where they saw the child with Mary and his mother. You see, through this encounter, through their following of Christ and their discipleship, they now come to the point in which as they encounter Jesus, as they come to him, they want to make a grateful response. And yes, they offer their gift of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But they made a grateful response even before that, when it says they prostrated themselves before him and worshiped him. You see, they offered themselves. They gave themselves to Jesus. For they see that God has come to give himself to you and to me. So they realize that I must respond with a grateful heart. I must respond in kind. I am to lay down my life, to prostrate myself before the God who will lay down his life for me upon the cross and upon this altar tonight. You see, we have encountered Jesus. He has touched our hearts that we have been called to come to this Mass tonight. And by that encounter, we have not necessarily followed a star, but we have these candles signifying the greatness of God that will become present on this altar. And we then prostrate ourselves. We kneel before the Eucharist, before the true presence of Jesus. You see, this is our spiritual life. This is where God is trying to touch your heart, my heart, and calling us then to be good and faithful disciples who follow him. And in our stewardship, make that grateful response, not of gold or frankincense or myrrh, but rather of our time, our talent, and our treasure. The offerings of you and me that we lay down before the Lord. This is the beauty of the three kings. It's not the bling bling of the presents. It is the spiritual journey of knowing God wants to encounter your heart, my heart. And from that encounter, invite us to follow him so that in following Jesus, we may make a grateful response in offering our lives to the one who has offered his life to you and to me. May we then, on this great solemnity of the Epiphany, continue our spiritual journey, and in this new year, seek to find how Jesus is encountering your heart. What is the star in your life that Jesus is using so that you may know he is present? And then be that faithful disciple who follows Jesus and offer yourself in return. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.